A boat. A yellow boat like the one you had yourself. This one is not Melton. It's someone have dragged it up on the beach, and you can see near the boat is a body of a man.
I look at the others and then I start going up to him.
The mountains are almost not closer at all. You're just been like walking around them on the beaches. There are still a long walk into the jungle to reach the mountains. You follow the beach down from the cliffs, and every step now on the hot stone is really excruciating. So when you reach the wet sand, it's a bliss to just walk in the cold sand for a moment because it's so hot here and there's no shadow at all. You're probably pretty red, all of you. Maybe Amber that have been like spending 2 weeks in the sun have a good protection, and maybe Simon also. But you, Wendy, you've been inside almost all of the time, and when you haven't been inside, you've been in the shadow in the hotel or something. So you're probably pretty red over your face and your breast where your shirt doesn't protect you.
That's right. It's not pleasant, and I'm tired as well. Walking.
Yeah, you need to drink water and eat something again. If you are going to continue walking this pace.
Still, I try and keep up, and I'm curious to see this new sight, something to look at least.
There seems like the body of the man is laying on his chest, with his face in the sand. The sand around him is colored red, darkish red. And you can also see what looks like arrow shafts sticking up from the sand and from the back of the man. It seems that someone or have been firing arrows at the man and the boat. There are traces of fire, driftwood, and that have been collected, and you can also see what seems to be traces of clothing. But not man clothing. You can see what looks like a girl's shirt hanging on a stick, maybe to dry in the sun or something. And you can see like shoes, sneakers that are just laying in the sand, probably to dry. Like pink girl sneakers.
I look around at the situation and I look at where the arrows might have come from.
It seems that they came from the direction you're walking. There are cliffs like 50 meters up the beach, and it seems like someone have been firing the arrows from the cliffs down on the little camp.
I take a moment to try and get used to the heat. It's getting really hot, and I really try and focus. I want to investigate this. What happened here? I want to know exactly what happened here. I will investigate this scene.
Yeah, you can roll for investigate. Are you guys helping, Wendy?
I'm probably looking at the shoes and checking if I can wear them.
I'm helping. I'm looking, at the guy and the surroundings to see anything, any indication of survivors or anything else, yeah.
You can roll a reason. Amber, the shoes are size 37. Can you wear them?
I think so. It might even be a little bit. No, I think that's pretty good actually, because I'm pretty long, and I think that's a good size.
I rolled an 11.
They seem to fit pretty well. You like sit down in the sand and try them on, while others are like investigating this, the murder scene.
And I rolled 2 ones, so I got a 5.
Wendy, you can ask me one of the questions, one of the extra questions for investigation if you want to. You can choose between how can I find out more about what I'm investigating? What is my gut feel about what I'm investigating? And is there anything weird about what I'm investigating?
I would like to know what my gut feels. What do I feel? I'm not saying this much to the others, but a lot of this situation, I'm really searching myself for answers.
I will give you the details first. So, the dead man is around his 50s, with a bald head. He have like 4 arrows in his back, so it seems that he have died of the arrows. When you turn him, you can see that he seems scared and shocked. Was probably not prepared for this. From the angle he's laying in, maybe he's sat up on the boat or something, used the boat as a pillow when this rain of arrows suddenly hit him. But you can also see traces of other people, at least 3 more people here, and it seems that they have been dragged away in the sand and up over the cliffs by someone else. There are footprints from at least 12 people here. Barefooted, but pretty small feet, like almost children's feet. And you can also see blood traces, like there have been some kind of battle, but it seems that the people here lost because there are blood in the sand, and someone have been dragged, probably unconscious or something, in the sand. While 2 people, one seemed to be a girl, if you just look on the footprints, seems to have been forced to walk surrounded by these children, whatever it is. And then there seems to be another man. Maybe you can't really say his age, but he had man's feet anyway. So there were an unconscious person and another man and a woman here also. You don't think they had anything to eat? You can only find like some paper from candy, probably something someone had in their pockets or something. And also you can see a smoked cigarette in the sand, so they were probably not so lucky as you guys and found anything to keep them alive.
Yes, I want to know what my gut tells me about all this.
These people were probably attacked by something. Humans, possibly, but why in the size of children? You can't really think of any. The only thing that comes to your mind is those like primitive people you have seen in documentaries, small natives. If you look on the arrow shafts, they are like primitive stone shafts. The arrowheads are made in stone, and the feathers seem like brightly colored. The arrows are made from almost like a bamboo tree or something.
I'm like sitting on the ground and I'm sort of just finding these shoes and I'm just scrambling them on my feet while you guys are looking at the body. And what the fuck is this? I mean, what happened?
I don't really say anything. But it's at this point that I do notice that it seems Simon came over to help. But what happened? Because he...
Did you pull out an arrow and see that these are, like, made of stone, like he said?
Yes, I would be in the middle of literally putting one of the arrows and just examining it in my hands, and I looked to Simon, and I noticed that Simon rolled a very bad help roll. So what's the consequence of that? I'm there, and I sort of will say nothing, and I'll just sort of look to Simon as he comes over.
I think actually Simon started out with the intention of helping, but kind of got lost staring into the jungle for a bit.
Actually, Simon, I want you to roll a second roll. 2d10. You can subtract 1 from the roll.
10.
The weird thing is when you see the dead body of the man and the blood, traces of blood and violence, you can almost hear screams somewhere. They're not really here, it's more like a distant memory of screams. And it takes all your power to kind of shut it out, to not think about whatever the memories are that tries to come up to the surface. It's, you know, it's something really horrible, and you don't want to know. You have it takes all your strength to just stand there and kind of, but Wendy, you can still see that without knowing it himself, Simon is crying. And then it's like he just shakes his head and think about something else, and it's gone.
I sort of just stare at Simon for a moment. It doesn't seem like he'd be aware that I was doing that. He's somewhere else. I frown. I turn to Amber's question. Well, honey, I have no idea. But maybe we should keep the weapons close.
Or else what? We're gonna get shot by some fucking arrows?
Maybe. That seems to be what happened here. I don't really know. Not really my field, is it? And I sort of just stand and put the arrow away. Sort of put it in my pocket. I just shake my head and go, I don't think there's anything useful here. We should go. Don't you agree, Simon? We should go, shouldn't we?
Yeah. We should probably get off the beach for a bit and walk along the tree line. It will, if there's someone here with arrows, it might be harder for them to actually... Well, I'm not saying that we're gonna be attacked, but...
Yeah.
It would make it harder for them if they find us.
I give a reassuring smile and nod. I know Simon's wrong, but what can I do?
We'd be less in the open. I think that's a good idea. We'd be less in the open and harder to maybe seen from a high height. Shit, so there's some kind of things here shooting people?
Now, Amber, honey, don't start jumping to conclusions. You keep calm.
I wonder what kind of freak island we landed at. Monsters in the jungle and people shooting arrows at people in need.
It's like a nightmare, isn't it? Or a dream.
But that kind of explains the drums we heard last night, doesn't it? This might be some isolated island where a tribe of... I don't know what, been living all year these years without any contact with modern society.
Well, I suddenly snap a little. Maybe that's why it was been a good idea that we hadn't come this way. I kind of did suggest that, but you, Simon, you were really adamant and you convinced Amber that it was good to come this way. So maybe now's a good time to turn back. But again, I go with the group.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's more dangerous this way. If these people or whatever they are here. But they're not cannibals, at least. I mean, they didn't kind of take that guy.
Amber and Simon, you can hear their drums again. Or similar drums. It seems to come up from north, whatever direction upwards the beach is, echoing over the island.
Well, if they're not cannibals, maybe we can reason with them somehow. Maybe, I don't know, maybe this guy was just fighting or something.
Maybe we should go back to our old camp and try to make a bonfire or something to signal ships.
But then these people will see too.
Yeah.
I look at the raft. Is it, like, usable?
It seems that the raft had been as pretty damaged as your own were by the corals. There's probably a reef like the one you hit on your beach outside this beach too, because the water is kind of shallow and seems to be lighter here. It's not, you can see the waves stopping on something maybe 200 meters out in the water.
Well, let's go the other way then.
That's what you want, Amber. Do you agree, Simon?
Yeah, we should get out of here.
Oh, good. And I start moving back. I'm hot and flustered, but I seem pleased. I think to myself, see?
And I try to stick to the tree line now. Maybe in the shadow a bit and stuff to be out of sight from a high place.
Yep, me too. I kind of motion to Wendy as well. Wendy, maybe you should keep out of the sand.
Oh, yes, of course. It almost seems like you caught me completely off guard, like I wasn't really paying attention to where I was walking, and I'm like, yes, we should stick to the jungle. Maybe it's less hot. Well, at least on the skin. Oh, I haven't done this much walking for quite a while, Simon. Not a trekker like you.
No, sorry, I'll keep that in mind, okay?
When you turn to the jungle and walks upwards near the forest, you can see a movement in some bushes. Like someone or something is hiding there.
I take half a step in front of Amber and Wendy, and I grab my club that's sticking up out of my backpack.
I take my club as well and I try to see what it is.
You observe a situation.
Yes.
The roll for perception. I guess Simon was also helping, so you can also roll for perception.
I just sort of step back and let them move forward.
Yeah, you don't see so well, even with your glasses, do you?
No.
And I have a plus one in perception, and I roll 12 all in all.
Yeah.
17.
Well, Simon was helping, but it seems like it's more of Amber helping Simon here. You get to ask one question each.
I see the movement, and I think I look around like, what can I use to my advantage?
You don't have the flare gun anymore.
Well, it's in my backpack, but yeah.
Well, you have it, but you don't have any...
No, there's no actual flares in it.
But you have the stick, and maybe if you throw the stick at the bushes, you would force whatever is hiding there to show itself.
Yeah.
So you have plus one to use the stick. Then, Simon, what's your question?
What seems strange about this?
Whatever is hiding in the bushes seems to be afraid to show itself for you. Not like the attackers that was here on the beach before. Or maybe it's just afraid now. when it's alone. But it doesn't seem so aggressive compared to what happened here earlier. So you get plus one if you use its scaredness against it.
I actually lower my club a bit and I call out.
Yeah, at the same time, Amber, you have your stick.
And I'm a bit afraid from what I just seen. But I see it there and like it better show itself or I better take the upper hand here, and I shout, "Come out!" And I throw a stick at the bush, at the movement.
Yeah, you're kind of opposing each other. Simon is more like, I don't know what you're calling, but...
Yeah, I basically, probably about the same time, call out to reveal himself, you know, like, step out of the bushes.
Yeah, and at the same time, Amber screams and throw the stick, and actually, Amber, you act under pressure. The pressure here is that whatever you are throwing the stick at is reacting to you in a negative way.
And as stated earlier, I'm really bad at acting under pressure, but somehow now I feel like confident, and I get...
And you're plus one.
I have plus one, so that's...
Yeah, because of the question.
20 minus 2, 18.
Yeah. So you throw the stick right in the bushes and you hear a scream and someone stumbles out. It's a little, like, man or child, naked. He only have, like, bones and some kind of club in his hands. The only thing that is concealed on his body is his penis wrapped in some kind of wooden shaft of some sort. He seems to have been hit by the club you thrown away, and he stumbles backwards with a scared gaze in his eyes, looking at you. Seems like he's expecting you to just rush forward and attack him or something, because he seems to try to catch the momentum and flee in some way. What do you do? Wendy, you also see this person stumble out.
I just look straight at him, and it's weird because I just instinctively smile. My smile that normally wins people over, and I just sort of smile and go, "Oh, shh, shh," and smile at him.
He looks really savage with dark, dark, ebony-colored skin, and seems like he's painting in some ash or something.
And I look between Amber and, I mean, I look between Wendy and it like. What are you?
I take a step forward, and again I just go, raising my hands. I know there's no way in hell this thing would ever understand any words I'd say, but it's not about that. Shh, shh, and I smile, and I go to try and influence this being.
Of course you can try. You're minus two because of the communication problems here. He's also really scared of you.
12.
He seems to stop from fleeing, but you can also see in his gestures and that he needs some kind of insurance that you really are not going to hurt him. Maybe that you drop your weapons or something to make him feel more secure.
I remark gently to the others, "I know negotiations, darlings, it's my job. Lower your sticks. They're not going to help us. Just lower your sticks and let's all smile."
having thrown my stick already, I try to latch onto this, like, weird thing that Wendy's doing, and I crouch down, like, so, like, yeah. Hey there, little fella. We're not gonna hurt you.
He's really small, like 1.5 meter long. But when he sees that you lay down your clubs, he also take his own primitive mace and put it on the sand. He gesture to you to come near him. And at the same time, he points in the direction up the beach. You certainly realize that it's not you he's afraid of, it's something else.
Okay. I look where he's pointing. What?
Up on the cliffs, you can see a group of small warriors, dark like the man here, with bows in their hands, and they are like looking down on the beach, looking down in your direction. You don't know if they have seen you, but you have been shouting and things. He kind of gestured to you to follow him into the jungle.
I'm already crouching down, but I'm like, shit, and I'm starting to move towards him. And I looked at the others. Come on.
I seem a bit torn, but something makes me think this is the right thing to do, so I follow. Yes, I lay low and follow.
Are we really gonna do this?
Simon, maybe this is one of those situations where you do what we're doing rather than go against us, okay?
Okay. It's not like I'm going against you. I let the others walk past me and I'll go in the back, in the rear. Keeping an eye on the tiny warriors further up the beach.
You lose sight of them as soon as you follow the native into the forest. He seems to be used to walking in this dense forest. Agile, he jumps over branches and climbs over rocks and uses his mace to take out the nearest vegetation. He seems to try to cover your tracks as you are walking into the jungle.
I'm just trying to be careful with what I'm stepping in and what animals might be crawling nearby, so I'm not picking up my club again. I'm trying to just follow along.
Yeah.
So I don't have a club anymore.
As soon as the beach comes out of sight, you lose your sense of orientation. The only thing to follow here is the little dark man. And you can't really know what he's leading you. You don't know where the savages at the beach are, or if they ever saw you. Are they following you now into the jungle, ready to fill you with arrows as the man on the beach? Or have they lost track of you?
This doesn't feel good at all.
Why did this man help you? Why did he flee from the others? Is he tricking you? Is he one of them? Luring you into a trap?
I think there would have been better ways for them to do that. But I don't know. I'm so desperately wanting something to hold on to right now, so I'm following along. I'm sort of not maybe trusting fully, but hoping.
I almost don't know. part of me probably thinks like Simon and that this is all very bad. But something thinks maybe this is how it has to be. Who knows? Who knows?
As you walk into the jungle, darkness falls. And if it were hard to orient yourself earlier, it's now impossible. You only see like one arm in front of you. And I don't know if you dared to light your flashlight. Do you?
Yeah, I'll probably do that. I think that'll make the most sense for me. It's like, I can't see anything. And it's like, as it's sticky and insects and stuff, and it's hot. Oh, like brushing things off. It's like, oh, I'm taking up my bag and pulling out the flashlight and trying to, light the way.
You light it up in the jungle, right at the savage that are looking straight at you. And when the light hits him, he seems terrified and he runs into the jungle, disappears in the vegetation.
No, wait.
You can lighten up, but it's so dense here you can't really see any longer than some meters anyway. Now your guide or whatever he was.
I turn to Amber and I just go, shut it off! Shut it off!
I turn it off again.
I just sort of don't know where it comes from, but I just sort of think to National Geographic and those stupid shows I watch. I just try and make a sort of weird bird sound. It sounds completely ridiculous, but I'm just panicking because I'm thinking, no, we needed this person. Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
What are you doing?
If I ask him, help, come back! He's not going to come back! Maybe we...
Did he leave? What happened?
He got frightened by the torch. He's obviously never even seen such a thing. But that was very foolish of you, darling.
Well, I didn't see anything, and there's insects and stuff, and I could have stepped onto anything. I don't want to get hurt.
What do we do? Do we continue?
Continue where? He could have been leading us to...
Do we go back to the beach where the warriors are?
Little man. Are you there? Can you come back, please?
I go to a nearby tree, and I just get out my knife. And I just sort of hit the tree a few times repeatedly with my knife. And I just was like tired, I'm hot, I'm angry.
Wendy, Wendy.
I sort of look startled for a moment and I just sort of stop with the knife nice wedged in there and I take it out and like, yes, Simon?
Maybe you should put that down not dull the edge.
You can hear some big rustling up in the tree, like something big is moving up there.
Or maybe you should just back away from the tree for... quietly?
I keep the knife ready, but I do step behind Simon.
Amber, you can't really see anything, even if you direct the flashlight up in the treetops. It's just so much branches and vines.
We need to find our guide again. Where did he go?
Actually, I take a moment to try and look around, but my eyesight's not brilliant, and this light, I have no idea.
It's gonna be impossible to find anything in the jungle, in this darkness. Probably at daylight also. It's impossible to see which direction is what. You can't even see the mountains. It's so much trees everywhere.
Which way were we going? And I hear the cracking of the trees and a... Little man, is that you? I mean, I turned off the flashlight when she told me to turn it off, so I have had it off for now.
Yeah, your eyes get a little bit accustomed again to the darkness. It takes a while before you can see anything. Because when you turn off the light, it just gets completely dark for some moments.
I will try and calm down a little, and even though I really don't think I can see much, could I still try to observe the situation?
You can. Roll for perception.
That would be a 4.
You look around you and suddenly you see someone some trees away. She's just standing there looking at you with a grave face. She sees so blaming, so judging. The Thai girl. You remember her from the hotel. You don't know what she wants, but she is there and staring at you. The others doesn't seem to have noticed her in the darkness. You can actually keep it together to see if you...
12.
Choose a condition.
I stare at her with her judgment. How dare she judge me? She's the one who made her choice. I'm angry, and I lose 1 stability.
You're angry at her. What do you want to do with her?
I start moving forward.
You already have your knife in your hand.
I step forward with the knife. Carefully, slowly. I'm just staring, I'm not saying anything as I move towards her.
He walks towards her. From the others, disappearing in the darkness. And just when you reach the edge, you feel the depth in front of you. You need to act under pressure. The pressure is you fall down into whatever is in front of you, Wendy. It's like just suddenly the vegetation gives up for your foot.
I can't help but yet out a yelp of surprise. I was not expecting this. Act under pressure is roll plus coolness. I shall roll. That's 2d10. Plus my coolness. 8.
The others can hear Wendy scream. And like branches that breaks and water, it sounds like water. Something heavy falling into water.
I fumble with the flashlight and I light over to where she was.
And I take a couple of quick steps towards where she went.
Yeah, with the flashlight you all can see that you're standing near like a ravine in the jungle. It's probably 5 meters or so down into what seems to be a water-filled little lake or part of a flood or something. You don't know really. Maybe it's a cave, a water-filled cave, you don't know. But you can see movements down there in the water. And hear Wendy's frustrated screams.
Yes, I've pretty much, whatever's happened to me, yelling very loudly, "Fuck! Fuck!
Wendy! Wendy! Simon, do you have the rope?"
I start rummaging through my backpack to quickly pull the rope up. I actually just pull everything out until I find a rope. I actually take the mic club and tie the end to it, and then I throw it down to Wendy. "Wendy, catch!"
I mean, I'm confused, covered now in mud and filth, I imagine, from the fall. I've probably taken a few cuts. Where am I? What's even happening? I can't see anything, can I?
No, you can't. Actually, you should probably roll for endure injury with 1 to see if you hurt yourself in the fall. You haven't probably noticed until now when the pain probably hit you.
So that would be -1 harm, but my fortitude is 1, so that's a 0, so 11.
When the ropes get strung down to you and you try to grab it, you suddenly feel your left arm. It feels like the hand is, yeah, it's sudden pain when you try to lay your weight on it. You have to, probably you landed on it when you tumbled down the ravine into the water. It's so much pain that you almost give a cry before you let go of that hand. You only have one hand to hold on to, and it's kind of hard, even if the others are trying to drag you up or something. You can note a serious injury. Broken wrist.
The pain makes me so angry. I try and just hold on with my other hand. I go, I'm here. I think I fell into a ravine, or I don't know, a ditch. Ow.
It's almost like that fucking bitch tried to lure you to take the step and fall in. Like she knew all the time that you were going to do that.
Of course. Fucking stupid little girl.
Hold on to the stick, Wendy. We'll pull you out.
Yeah. And I do. I try my best to put all my weight into holding onto the rope.
Amber and Simon, someone of you are going to act under pressure. The other one is going to help. Who's taking most of the weight? Is it Simon or Amber? Simon. Yeah. You can roll. And Amber, you can roll for helping if you want. You're kind of clumsy, but...
Yeah, and I have the flashlight, too. It's like, not sure what I'm gonna do. Am I put it down or now just try to help?
Yeah, it's a little bit dangerous, this, because you have to stand on the edge of the ravine, and it's kind of steep here. The risk is you can fall in yourself if you are not careful. Especially when you take the weight of Wendy. She's not a little skinny woman, so... Well, Simon, it seems that you have everything under control.
Yeah, I roll 17.
Yeah.
I get 7.
Yeah, Amber, you don't fall into the ravine, but... You're pretty close, almost dropped the lamp also, the flashlight, so... You're more in the way than helping Simon in this, but he can do it alone. He drags up Wendy, that are covered in mud and looks pretty awful when she comes up from the hole.
Are you okay, Wendy?
I kind of clamber up and I sort of just sit down quickly in the mud, and I look a complete mess. I'm covered in mild cuts and mud. My hair's been messed up. I look a bit damp. And I'm clutching my wrist. And like, no!
It's so swollen.
I squat down next to her and start looking for the first aid kit.
Yeah. You can... We can mark the last use here to stabilize the injury.
This is gonna hurt, but I need to fixate it a bit, okay?
Of course. Just get it over with.
So the first aid kit is now empty. You don't have anything more to use in it. There are some paste there, to like some heat paste or cool paste to take down the swelling. And also you have a bandage you can wrap around her wrist to kind of stabilize it a little bit. It means that your serious injury is stabilized for the moment. You will probably not going to use the hand for some days or maybe weeks, but the pain is less now, and you also get a painkiller. You can eat one of the pills to feel how the pulsating pain kind of tones off a little bit.
Now, Wendy, why did you run off like that?
I hardly ran off, Simon. I was moving forward very carefully. I'm sorry, I thought I saw our friend, but no, it must have been just...
A friend?
Yes, our friend, the little man. He wasn't him.
Okay. I doubt it was. Are you... Will you be able to walk? Are you okay? Is anything else hurting?
No. No, I think just my wrist. I'm fine. I'm sorry. I was caught off guard there.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of trying to keep this anger inside.
Guess we're kind of up shit creek without a paddle, huh?
You could say that.
Yeah. I stand up and I reach for Wendy to help her up onto her feet.
Yeah. Amber, you have the flashlight, and since you couldn't really help Simon, you were standing with the flashlight, like, trying to, lighten up the jungle or something. When you do that, you can see a reflection of the light, like it's hitting metal on something further away in a direction, like maybe 50 meters or something into the jungle. You can see this reflection when the light hits it. You don't know what it is, really.
You guys, I think I see something in there. It's not an animal, it's like something metallic, perhaps.
Yeah.
Can we go?
Are you okay, Wendy? Can we go?
Yes, let's go.
Let's go and see. Okay. And I start taking the lead towards it.
Just when you are standing up, Wendy, you see the knife. It's laying there at the edge of the ravine. You have dropped it.
Clumsy. I just go with my other hand to pick it up. It's quite funny, actually, because it's the hand I hurt isn't the hand I would wield a knife with. Funny that.
Yeah. It's probably lucky. You would probably have fallen onto it if you had it in your hand.
I pick it up, put it back in my pocket, and quickly go to join the others.
Amber, you lead away with the flashlight. You're going into the jungle now, following the reflection in the trees, hopeful that it would be something, some good news in all this disaster. When you suddenly see how the trees open up into some kind of glade. It's grass here. And you can see that there seems to be a trail leading from the water hole that Wendy fell into, leading into this glade where you can see some kind of house. Not a primitive house, not something a savage would live in. It looks like something modern humans would have built.
You have listened to a special episode of Red Moon Roleplaying, where we played the adventure The Island of the Dead for Cult Divinity Lost. Cult is published by Helmgast. The music is from the official Cult soundtrack, featuring Atrium Carceri, Mechana Receptor, Mind Divided, Warfield, Howler, Second Escape, Michael Eidhall, Precision Field, Zvaga, Occult Cow Demise, Pandora's Black Book, and Tantric Ape, and is used with permission from Helmgast. Finally, a big thank you to all of our Patreon backers. Creating all this content would not be possible without your generous support on Patreon. You give us so much energy, help us cover our costs, and open up time to record and edit. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. And remember, death is only the beginning.